This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's no love lost between most of the big high-tech companies in this country. Google and Apple famously don't much care for each other. Yahoo is nobody's favorite. This week, Microsoft launched another barrage in its anti-Google ad campaign. Television commercials, print, and online petition, all aimed at getting people to think there's something creepy about all that data Google has. And Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports the tone of this high-tech tussle is getting kind of ugly.
Microsoft claims most Gmail users don't know that Google scans their emails to target ads at them. Microsoft insists it only looks at your emails to stop spam.
Email between a husband and wife or two best friends should be completely personal. But Google crosses the line.
In another ad, a husband and wife email team are all bent out of shape.
Google uses my personal email to sell ads, so I get scroogled.
Husband worries Gmail ads will get him in trouble. We imagine maybe online dating?
Google is not to be trusted. It's going to be at the core of this whole scroogled campaign going forward.
Casey Newton at CNET says we're used to tech giants going after each other. But usually the ads are kind of clever, like a PC nerd talking robot at a cool Mac guy who can't get a word in edgewise. These new Microsoft ads, not clever or subtle, says analyst Whit Andrews at Gartner. Their attack ads.
Very few people react positively to being told that their friend,
in this case Google,
is not somebody that they should trust.
And he says the ads acknowledge an unspoken truth.
Even the idea of using the word scroogle, we're admitting that Google is already a verb, and let's face it, Microsoft's not.
Google says in a statement that its scanning of emails is strictly robotic. No Google human ever looks at them. And yes, it does use paid advertising to keep Gmail free. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.